Next time, we look to Asia. Many now believe Asia will dominate the 21st century. We welcome journalist Thomas Laird to our conversation. He lived in Kathmandu, Nepal for 30 years. His reporting and his photos have been published widely. Now he has written The Story of Tibet, Conversations with the Dalai Lama. The relationship between Tibet and China has implications for the entire world, Mr. Laird assures us, and it is also part of a much larger picture.
You really can't understand the history of Asia unless you understand that great divide between the farmers.
Isn't that the history of the world?
Well, in many ways. I mean, urban civilization is all a farmer society. The only time the nomads have ever really sprung onto the world stage in a dramatic way, of course, was the Mongols, when they came out and just devastated all the agrarian societies.
You say, I think, the biggest empire that ever was?
It was. The Mongol Empire is the largest empire ever created on Earth. It stretched from Korea to Rome, almost.
Why do we not know this?
Because Americans are focused on the history of our continent, and we don't think in global terms. And I've been lucky enough to spend time in Asia, so I was forced to deal with that. The fact that anytime you pull at any thread in Asia, slowly you come back to this great divide between the farmers and the nomads.
Thomas Laird brings us a vital story of how powerfully history impacts the present and the future of everybody next time. Please be with us.